15, verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you.
You know that the Lord Jesus said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." This is the Lord's call to live in obedience to his teachings and each of his commands. This is the foremost way of demonstrating our love for the Lord. We must search the Bible to find his instructions with a mind to do God's will. The Bible is not a list of do's and don'ts, but a clear manual of what pleases the Lord. If it is good in his eyes, then we must set ourselves to do those things that please him. That really is the sum of Christian living. We could have all the praise in the world and all the songs of the Book of Psalms in our mind and daily on our lips, but we would be hypocrites if it did not translate into obedient living. To do God's will is the foremost call of God to our souls. Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That is the goal, to so live that we reflect the immediate obedience of the glorified saints and the angels in heaven. We must not be sermon tasters only, with no relish to obey. Jesus taught consistently that it is not the hearers that please God, but the doers of his word. When the preacher is done, that is only the first half of the sermon. You must then go out and live it. Are you doing that? Well, today we come to the message of our pulpit on John chapter 15, the obedience of Christians as branches living in the vine. This is Ian Gollaher. Stay tuned as we turn now to our message.
We see here is obedience is essential to a life of love. Now, if you look at verse 9, you will see the Lord Jesus said, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love." And that's the same word for abide. Continue ye in my love. How do we continue in Jesus' love? How do we abide in the constant enjoyment of his love? Well, it comes back to obedience. And this is an amazing promise of love. And it tells us that the same manner of love that the Lord Jesus enjoyed with his heavenly Father, that same love
the Lord Jesus shares with us as we abide in Him and as His Word abides in us. But our disobedience will rob us of that enjoyment, because it's only as we continue in His Word that we continue in His love. Can you get that? That's a very simple concept, but it seems to be one that many Christians miss. It's only as we continue in His Word to desire it, to pray over it, to seek to do it, to walk in the light of it, that we enjoy His love abiding in us. Now, this is an exceptional degree of love. The same degree of love that was between the Father and the Son, that quality of love is poured into us as branches in the vine, drawing our life from the Savior. We enjoy His love flowing in our hearts. But it's not going to flow if we are disobedient. It's not going to flow if we don't live according to the light of His Word. And you and I know that the moment you sin, conscience is troubled, peace turns to torment, and prayer becomes hard, if not even impossible. And so this prayer life is essential through the Word to enjoy the flowing love of the Savior into our hearts. Now look at the example of obedience to enjoy the Father's love that the Lord Jesus has given us. If you keep my commandments, verse 10, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. Here's the example of the Lord Jesus. And we know that our Lord was sinless. He came into the world to do the will of His Father and did it with joy. He set His face to do the will of God at all times. And it was through that obedience that He enjoyed the blessings, the love of the Father flowing into His life. And that's an example unto us. And here now comes the if. If ye keep my commandments. And the if refers to our responsibility to do what the Lord Jesus Himself did. He's not asking us to do something He didn't do. He's asking us to continue what He accomplished, to live doing the will of God. And so we see that there is this direct correlation between the degree of our obedience and the sweetness of the Savior's love within our souls. So as we live the life as a branch in the vine, and we look for that life of the vine to flow into our lives, to enjoy the love of Jesus flowing into our souls, it begins with a life of obedience. It begins with abiding in His Word and keeping His commandments, as the Lord Jesus did there in verse 10. No wonder so many Christians, no wonder so many worldly-tending, worldly-minded Christians lose the deep-seated joy and satisfaction that is in the Lord Jesus. There is a great debate in the Christian church about the worldly Christian. Is there such a thing as a worldly Christian? Well, the answer to that, Paul says to the Christians at Corinth, ye are yet carnal. And in every one of us, there is the tug of the world. There is the influence of the world. And it acts as a magnet to draw us away from the Lord. But if we would enjoy the power and the full extent of the Savior's love in our lives, there must be total surrender to be done with the world, to pray against the world, to pray against the flesh and the carnal desires that are within us, that we are yielded, surrendered, to set ourselves to do the will of our Heavenly Father. Now, the fruit of this, the blessings of this, are not yet explained. We have to move on to verse 11, which is another staggering, wonderful blessing. The Lord says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you." And so, this call to a life of obedience, this call to abiding in the Lord and having His Word abiding in our hearts, the Lord is going through these this teaching and explanations because He desires to share His joy in the depths of our souls. Verse 11, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain or abide in you." Oh, the joy. Christians ought to be the most joyful people in the world. And we are. We do have joy. Joy unspeakable. It is joy the world cannot give. And you'll notice it's the Savior's joy. Just as it is His love that He puts in our hearts, it's His joy that He gives to us. So it's not worldly joy. It's not man-made joy. It is the Lord's joy at work within our hearts. And we're thankful that the joy of the Lord is the portion and the blessedness of the Christian, the child of God. And so you can see this exhibition of a life of obedience, that it's a life of joy. And it is that which becomes part of our life and testimony before the world, that we can express this joy and the world sees the joy of the Lord within our souls. But it only comes through this life of abiding, having Christ abiding in us, us abiding in the vine, and abiding in His Word. But I'm afraid that many Christians lose the great extent of this joy, the blessedness of the Christian life, because they choose to live worldly. They choose to live contrary to the revealed will of God, and are not very careful to keep their lives in close fellowship with the Lord through His Word. And it is by abiding in the Lord's Word that we have grace and power with God. Now, I want you to do something, because I do, as a pastor, want you to have the love of Jesus flowing into your life. And I want you to have the joy of the Lord Jesus flowing in your life. I want you to do something right now. I want you to tell the Lord that you will never willingly walk disobedient to His Word again. Make a commitment right now. Make a decision right now. It's in a sense, it's the price to pay, but it's no price at all. But it is the condition on which you will experience the deep, blessed love and joy of the Lord in your life by obedience. A life of obedience. A walk of obedience. A commitment to obedience. Now, there's none of us perfect. We feel, we flounder. We are not always successful in living in the full light of God. We are weak in these areas and we need grace and help. But it will change your prayer life. Your prayer life will now, Lord, take away everything that's disobedient. Take away everything that's contrary to your will. Take away everything that would kill the joy in my heart. Take away everything that would stop the love of Jesus flowing into my life. Lord, I want to abide in thee, and I want your word to abide in me. That now becomes the worship, the prayer life, and the very attitude of our Christian walk as we seek to enjoy more and more of the love and the joy of the Lord Jesus within our hearts. Now, there are some even greater sweet things to come in this passage. As we move on to verse 12, you will see that obedience is essential to a life of friendship. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Now, this is something we all must pray for and practice to the full. Loving one another. These disciples were commissioned to always watch out and to minister to one another with true Christian love and affection. And this is a commandment that we are given. We are to love our fellow Christians and make ourselves open to their love toward us. We can't retreat into a corner. We can't just live a hermit life. We're called to the life of the church, the life of fellowship, the life of serving, ministering to one another. And to do that, we must accept the friendship of our fellow Christians. We must desire their time, their joys, and be willing to support and encourage them in their times of need. And let them love you. Let Christians love you as you are commanded to love other Christians. I certainly know that in the pastoral ministry that there are people and they desire your prayers and support, and they open up and help you and enable you to minister to them. But there are some people that just clam up and they don't want to open up at all. And they don't share anything. And it's very difficult to minister to them. And of course, friendship is not really in the picture. You'll notice in verses 14 and 15 that the Lord was really aiming for friendship here. It's the friendship of the Lord. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Now, it's obvious to say that it's a very high honor to be the friend of the Lord. We sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. And that's what the Christian life is. It's a life of enjoying his love, his joy, and his friendship. And here the Lord said to these disciples, I'm not going to treat you as servants. I'm going to treat you as friends. And I'm going to reveal to you those things that are otherwise held back. And he says, ye are my friends. Verse 15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. You see, friends share their joys. When you get a new job, you phone up your friend and you give them the good news. When you are expecting a new baby, you phone up your friends and you give them the good news. They share the excitement of that new life that's coming in. Or in my case, that I'm planning to retire next March, I share that with my friends. I don't keep people in the dark because we enjoy sharing and showing that we care and we want to extend the love and the fellowship of the Lord Jesus. Now, the Lord Jesus will draw very close and very intimate to us as we obey Him. We become His friends, and He shares the inner secrets of His own life and His own Word. He'll open up the Bible to you. He'll talk to you through the Word. He'll tell you those things that will encourage you, and He'll also tell you those things that you might need to fix and correct within your own life. You remember those words, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And a hymn that's in our hymn book, 513, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one. None else could heal all our soul's diseases, no, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one, no, not one. But that enjoyment of the friendship of the Savior is premised on obedience, our abiding in Him, and His Word abiding in us. And so pray today for a life of total commitment to doing the will of the Lord, that you will love His Word, and you know that His Word will keep you from sin, and His Word will sanctify you. The Word will separate you more and more from the world, and it will lead you into the inner sanctuary life of the Lord Jesus. You will be able, with clean hands and a pure heart, to enter into the sanctuary through the veil, into the very presence of the Lord in a very special, intimate way. And this is the privilege of every born-again, blood-washed Christian. A life of prayer, a life of love, a life of friendship with the Lord Jesus.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, this is Pastor Ian Golliver. The aim of every child of God is to live in the joyful fellowship of our Heavenly Father. The spirit of adoption in our souls makes us to cry, Abba, Father. There is a filial love born in our souls that makes us delight in the friendship of the Father, and we fear to lose it. The frown of a loving father is a terrible thing. There can be no enjoyment of other things when we know that God is grieved with us and upset at our ways. Sin, which is the transgression of the law of God, separates us from God. It is a barrier to our fellowship and a robber of our peace. Life cannot go well for the born-again believer when our renewed heart is out of tune with God. Our song is lost and our hearts are broken. Repentance is to return to God with a sense of our sin and a longing to rest in His mercy. Conviction is a powerful thing in a sensitive heart where the Holy Spirit dwells. The dove is troubled and we are pained. So, up, believer, and start anew with a rededication to live according to God's word. Make the vow of a new obedience to forsake all sin, to follow Jesus only and Jesus fully. Then there will be a new joy, a new peace, and a new power to live for God. This is my prayer for you. Would you join with me in prayer just now as we ask the Lord to work these things in our hearts, a deep conviction over sin, a greater love for our Heavenly Father, that we may please Him in all our ways. Let's pray. Father, we thank Thee for Your gracious, wonderful love to Your children. And we thank Thee that it is Your will that we be holy as Thou art holy, and that we let the word of the Lord dwell in us richly. And I pray that You will give to every one of Your people power to live in the will of God, in the truth, and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. We thank Thee for the power of the Holy Spirit, who convicts of sin, but also gives us grace to live in a new obedience. Let Thy favor be upon us today, and grant, O Lord, the cleansing of the precious blood that purges away all sin. And we put our trust in Thee today to be our helper and our guide. We plead it all in the name of our Lord Jesus. You are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca, CA for Canada. There you can read my blog, find my Bible study notes, audio and video sermons, as well as helpful articles. Or you can go to our podcast on iTunes. We are on the air Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services on Sundays, 10:30 and 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view to our online services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Make it your Sunday worship. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We're located just two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. Our website again is ltbs.ca. You can join us Monday to Friday, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., here on this station as we let the Bible speak.